Good morning, friends. Here's another episode of The Drive. Instead of driving home, I'm driving to work. 7:15 in the morning. Friday before Christmas. It's glorious because there's no cars on the road because school's out. So it's going to be an easy drive. I'm just thinking about something. There's a contest going on right now called No Phone for a Year. And what it is it's Vitamin Water sponsoring this contest where you have to go without a smartphone for an entire year. They give you a flip phone. You cannot use a tablet. It's basically no scrolling. It's something we always do now on our phone when we're bored. You're sitting waiting for your gas to pump, or you're sitting at a red light, or you're at a restaurant, you have nothing to do. You do a lot of scrolling through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So I have to think about what exactly their point is, and to enter in the contest, what you do is you make an Instagram, ironically, an Instagram post or a Twitter post where you tag them and you say what you would do without a phone for a year. So my first post was I would give a lot more attention to my daughter, who's a year old. And sometimes I do pay a lot of attention to her. I don't really play on my phone that much when I'm with her, but sometimes I do. I do catch myself looking at my fantasy football or text messaging, or even very rarely, but sometimes, you know, looking at a Facebook post or whatever. So my first post, you could do four entries, and my first one was dedicated to my daughter spending more time paying attention to her rather than paying attention to my phone, which is very important. My second post was also dedicated to my daughter and spending more time with her. But I started thinking about other things that I would do. So the point is to, like, what would you do without a phone for a year? Because obviously you're freeing up a good amount of time that you would normally be glued to a screen. So the third one was I would probably do a little more traveling or fishing or things that I enjoy, which are fishing and traveling. And you would think, like, how is having a phone stopping you from doing these things? Well, it's not really stopping me, but it's taking time away where time accumulated, even though it's in between time and deals like and things like that, but it stops my thought process. So instead of having to think, I get to look at a screen and read other people's lives and look at pictures and whatever that stimulates my mind. And rather than not having that and thinking about, like, hey, I could go fishing this weekend. You know, my mind starts traveling to in wondering and searching for other forms of info to feed my brain. So, and I posted some pictures of Carly, my girlfriend, fishing and a little bit of kayaking and, you know, outdoorsy, having fun. Which is what I'd like to think that I would do if I didn't have a phone for a year. That's what I would try to focus more attention towards, doing things that I actually enjoy, rather than the artificial enjoyment I get out of scrolling through Facebook or scrolling through Instagram or whatever else. I'm playing games on my phone and this and that. So that's three entries, and this morning driving to work, I was thinking about what am I going to do for the fourth entry. And it dawned on me, this is the probably the most important one. I would focus my attention more on other people and other relationships that I have in my life and day-to-day encounters. So, meaning, you know, when I walk into, when I'm at the gas pump, or, you know, if I'm sitting at a restaurant, rather than looking at my phone, which I don't typically, if I'm in a restaurant, I keep my phone in my pocket unless I'm at a bar by myself, or, which I do that because I'm a person and people should do things by themselves sometimes. If I want some oysters in a old fashioned, well, and I don't have anybody to go with, well, damn right you're going to catch me at the bar eating some oysters and drinking an old fashioned. Might be by myself, but 9 times out of 10, if you catch me there, I'm probably looking at my phone to pass the time because I'm bored, rather than speaking to the person on the side of me or the bartender or whoever, you know. And that's the last thing I would spend most of my time doing is creating more content with people that I don't know, acquaintances, friends, because, you know, still go places with friends and catch myself playing on my phone. You know, if I'm driving in a car to New Orleans to go catch a Pelicans game, you know, probably half of that ride is me playing on my phone and my friend, whoever I'm with, driving. Whereas we should be conversing, talking about things and learning about each other and getting to know each other more, even if it's a very good friend that I know a lot about. So I would spend more time, and it's like almost counterintuitive because I do use my phone a lot for calling and contacting people that I haven't spoken to in a while, and most of my friends probably will vouch for me on this, is that I'm the friend that calls you out of the blue and be like, hey, what's going on? You know, and the other person's like, okay, we're trying to figure out what is he calling me for, but truly and honestly, I'm just calling to see how life is going for you and see how you're doing. And that's my way of keeping up. You know, something, I'll be driving down the street or looking on Facebook or something like that, and something pops up that reminds me of that person. And I say, hell, man, I haven't talked to this person in a while. Let me give him a call, see what's going on. And I call him. And a lot of times it turns into a long conversation, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes sometimes. Just BSing. In this day and age, that's how you retain relationships. Relationships aren't just, like, there. You know, you've been friends with this person since you were 10. You're 30. You know, you just think in your head, like, oh, we're still friends, even though I haven't talked to them since we were 20, 10 years. No, you have to actively pursue friendships and relationships and show people that you want to be a part of their lives, even if it's just a phone call, seeing what's going on and how they're doing. So I would spend a lot of my time doing that. I know you're thinking, man, if you take away your phone, well, that takes away the you know, a lot of the contacts and the reasons why I might call somebody and things popping up to remind me of them and this and that. But I do that now because I'm not actively thinking about doing that. I just scrolling and see, Oklahoma football team did good this weekend or whatever, you know, won their game or they need to win their game to make the bowl game or whatever. And I say, hey, let me call my buddy Colin, who lives in Oklahoma, who's a huge OU Sooner fan. Just see what's going on. Talk to him a little bit about the game, how his kids are doing, how's his wife doing. And boom, I mean, continues our friendship. You know, we both hang up the phone like, man, we should talk more often, or, you know, next time I'm in town in Oklahoma, or next time he's in Lafayette, we need to visit with each other and hang out. because that's what a true friend does. Checks on their friends, not just through Facebook and seeing living through Facebook and seeing how they're doing, but not really like being a part of it. Just from the outside looking in, saying, oh, you know, in your head, oh, that's cool, they went to the pumpkin patch. But not actually calling them and be like, man, those pictures are cute. Your kids look like fun. Happy for you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a lot different when you comment, even if you comment on the pictures and say, cute pics, whatever. It's a lot different if you call them. It just shows a level of humanity in your friendship, and brings your friendship, it just shows that you care more. Colin's done that for me, and I've done that for him, and that's a really good example of what I'm talking about. So the point is that my fourth and final entry into the vitamin water no phones for a year challenge is going to be interacting with other people more, whether that means it's strangers, acquaintances, or friends, family, stuff like that. Do more calling, try to do more visiting is a little tougher, but I would try to do both visiting and calling and keeping up with friends and family. But not only that, talking to strangers at the grocery store instead of playing on my phone while the lady checks out my shit. Talking to her. How's your day? How's things going? Man, almost closing time. I've always been an advocate of that. I've been doing that for a long time, but I do it a lot less now that I have a phone. Sitting on an airplane. When I first started flying a lot, I fly a lot for work. And when I first started flying, every flight that I was on, the person next to me, by the end of the flight, were best friends. You know, I have friends on Facebook and Instagram that I met just, phone numbers in my phone of contacts for people that I've just met on flights. And the crazy thing is some of those people could have been valuable people to my life. Could have been valuable to my career. I mean, I'm flying out of Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm doing a lot of flying through Houston. I'm flying to a lot of places where my line of work is prominent. So the chances of me sitting next to somebody that could be valuable to me later on in my life through my career, as far as my career goes, there's a decent chance. So when I first started flying, I would talk to a lot of people. I'll give you a prime example. I sell drill pipe in the oil field. Well, I'm sitting on this flight going down to Mexico, and I start talking to the guy next to me, and we're not talking about work. We're just talking about family, this and that, what we're doing, just life stuff, like this and that, Well, at the end of the flight, we get to like, oh, well, what do you do for work and this and that? It turns out this guy is the operations manager of a huge drilling company of the whole South American and Mexico, Central America division for this huge oil field company. And he's in charge of all the drill pipe and this and that. And this company in particular does not sell their used drill pipe. They just they send it to scrap yards and they chop it up because they don't want their competition using it. Well, I get to talking to this guy and we just kind of, got to know each other a little bit, and he said, you know what? He said, I would sell to a company like you guys because y'all aren't direct. You're not selling back to direct competition. I mean, these guys are big rig guys, I mean, they're big offshore drilling company. They don't want us selling to another big offshore drilling company. They don't really care about the mom and pops that we sell to. So explaining that to him prompted him to say, you know what? I'll sell you pipe. I got a ton of pipe. I've been telling them, I've been telling my, the company I work for, you know, the people above me, that I'm not junking out, I'm not scrapping out this pipe because it's still almost brand new. And they got, well, the thing is they have contracts where more pipe comes in, no matter if they order it or not. They have contracts with the pipe, with the drill pipe companies. They send in more pipe whether they've used it or not. So pipe just ends up piling up and piling up. And they got to get rid of it because it's taking up space. 30-foot pipe. So what they do is they just scrap it out. Well, this guy was like, I'm not scrapping this pipe out. This is good pipe. It's worth a lot of money. And he was holding on to it. So he ended up telling me I could come down and look at it. So I linked up with him, came down and looked at him. We didn't make a deal, because we couldn't come to a price that we both agreed on, but it could have been a deal, and it would have been a huge deal. I still have his contact info, and, you know, that's just something that happened on a plane, business-wise, early on in my career. Now, fast forward three, four, 5 years later, I started getting onto the plane. I started getting in my seat on the plane, and instead of talking to the person next to me, I got my headphones in, and I'm playing a game on my phone, or listening to music, or listening to, you know, whatever. Not interacting with the person next to me. Who knows, man? Some of these people that I've sat next to, they could be the CEO or the son of the CEO of this company, or we could have found common interest in this or that or whatever and ended up maybe going to the same place and hung out. And you never know. So interacting with strangers, and it's just nice. It's just nice to interact with a stranger, you know. Even a person that you don't know making an observation about you, or you saying, oh, you look nice today, or, you know, I've always found that when you treat other people, this is the golden rule, man. I mean, it's so easy. You treat other people the way you want to be treated, you get treated the way you want to be treated by them. And, that is something that, at this day and age, is taken for granted and lost almost because of smartphones, because of Instagram, Facebook, and social media. Because you can look, instead of talking to somebody that you don't know and probably don't really want to talk to, you don't have to. You don't have to, you know, even without a smartphone, but you're more inclined to if you don't have something in your hand to distract your attention. So that's my final entry. But even if I don't get picked, because you have to get picked in this competition, it's not just like a throw your phone away and do it. And then you also can get paid $100,000. You get paid $100,000 if you go the whole year without the phone. Like I said, you can use a flip phone, so I mean, I could still, and I can use a desktop, so I can still do work. I mean, it's not like some people have to have a phone for work. I can get by without it. I mean, I will need the flip phone and text messaging, but you can do that through a flip phone. I don't mind going back to doing that, and you can still use a desktop computer, which is what I use at work, and I'd be fine. But even if I don't get picked for the competition, I think I'm still going to try to work on these things. All three of them. All three of the things. Not play on my phone when I'm hanging with my daughter. Do more things that I enjoy, getting outside. Even if it's just getting out in the backyard and kicking a soccer ball. I told my girlfriend, Carly, she's my fiance. I feel so weird saying this is my fiance. I just feel like that's, until she's my wife, she's my girlfriend. So, which will be happening soon. But anyway, she was asking me what I wanted for Christmas, and I said, just give me a soccer ball, a soccer goal, and a soccer ball for the backyard. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, we can go in the backyard and kick a soccer ball around and it just something to do outside, you know? Even if she's like, Miles, she's like, our daughter doesn't even walk yet. She's going to kick a soccer ball. I said, well, not for her, for us. For just to, us, you know, I can carry her and kick the soccer ball. And when she starts walking, we'll get her kicking on the soccer ball and whatever. But she's like, well, why do you need the goal? I'll get a soccer ball, but why do you need the goal? I'm like, well, you got to have something to kick at. I'm not just going to kick the ball across the yard and go chase after it. I want to kick towards a goal. I'm on a target. That's the point, right? So, I don't know if I'm getting it or not, but guess what? If she doesn't get it for me, I'm just going to go get it myself. So, that's how I roll. Get whatever I want, I get it. I don't need her to get me the stuff, but it's nice to get it's nice for Christmas because, you know, you usually get something that you wouldn't normally just go out and buy. But now with Amazon Prime, which is something that I won't be able to do with a smartphone. I guess I'll have to do it from my desktop, but now with Amazon Prime, man, I can just order whatever the hell I want. If I want it, I'm getting it. I don't really care. I don't need her to say get it or don't get it or whatever. I'm just getting it. That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, yeah. Anyway, getting outside more, and then talking to. And creating content. So I was thinking about what made me do the podcast was this. Right now, this is how, you know, you always hear those jokes. A man walks into a bar and yada 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 yada, ha ha, and y'all laugh, and you laugh. You know, it's a funny joke usually. But right now, it's like a man walks into a bar, pulls out his smartphone. That's it. That's the end of the joke. I mean, there's no joke now because then, you know, the newer generation, my generation, and especially the following, walks into a bar, walks into a restaurant, walks into a grocery store, stops at a red light, you know, probably walking through the mall, walking through a crowd, doing shit, man, at a club, whatever. And they pick up their phone, and that's it. There's no interaction with other people. You don't need to anymore. But I think you need to. I think that it's important. So anyway, that's my deal. That's my four entries, two for my daughter, and the other two are just for me and everybody. That's my interest. So, I'm about to drive up to work. Y'all have a good day. I hope y'all enjoyed this. I'm going to try to do this a little more often. And I feel like I'm a decent talker, so I can do this. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Record a few of these. Play them back to maybe Carly and see what she thinks. She's probably going to laugh at me. But I don't care. I'm doing it. Y'all have a good day. Peace out. Merry Christmas.